North Carolina State Auditor Beth Wood has defended the work of her office on two audits involving the State Department of Health and Human Services. One involves edited responses to an audit critical of efforts to bring down administrative costs of the state's Medicaid system. The other audit concerns ongoing problems with a new statewide computer system that healthcare providers use to get paid under Medicaid. It's a mess. And DHHS Secretary Aldona Vosh testified last week that she did not receive any professional opinions that the new Medicaid management system was not ready for operation. State Auditor Beth Wood disagrees, and she joins us now. Welcome, Beth. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank. It's good to be here.
So tell us about that. What types of issues did you find in assessing the NCTRACS program?
Two, I think, very critical to the system itself. One was that the state of North Carolina requires in any computer system being installed that there, as it's being built, there's independent validation and verification of the testing that gets done. As you build a system this big, you're testing along the way to make sure that a section's working before you move on. And the state of North Carolina requires independent verification and validation from somebody. And the state of North Carolina hired a vendor, but they did not perform this independent verification and validation. And then the other piece of this issue is that the department themselves identified 700 critical business processes that must be tested. And our audit found in March, before they were going live in July, that 125 of these processes that have been tested failed, and another 285 were not tested at all. Now, these were business processes that the department themselves identified that had to be tested and see the results of those tests before you go live. And we pointed this information out to DHHS in March.
But Aldona Vosh, when she testified, said that she had no professional opinion. Nobody told her that the system wasn't ready to go.
That may be a true statement in that we pointed out a lot of issues that made the system high risk to be successfully going live. So to say that she didn't exactly tell the truth would not be a correct statement.
She had an audit that showed that critical tests either were not done or failed.
Exactly.
That's pretty good evidence that you have a system that's not ready for prime time yet.
I would agree with that statement, but again, the decision in the end was not mine.
So there was at least one. And let's talk about what an auditor does just for a moment, because if I hear the word auditor, I imagine somebody looking over my shoulder, checking my checkbook to make sure that everything comes out to zero. So when you go into a complicated computer system, what you do is not, it's not just zeros and ones here, but you find experts who know about computer systems.
You're exactly right. And we have a staff of 14 IT auditors in the state auditor's office. And they looked at, and again, this is also about project management. And again, there are certain phases, there are certain milestones that must be met before you can say this system is ready to go. And so my staff took a look at what was supposed to happen, what did happen, and found that a lot of things didn't happen that should have before the system went live.
And this is not the first time the auditor's office has looked at this system. It had a different name, but basically the same system was under scrutiny even before it was called NCTRACS, right?
You're exactly right. We looked at the building of what is now NCTRACS 2 years ago. And at that time, we pointed out, again, a lot of issues that would point to the fact that the system was in trouble. And the General Assembly stepped in, but DHHS at the time, under different leadership and different administration, didn't want to hear what we brought out. Certainly, they defended what we found, and so nothing was really, not a whole lot was changed.
Interestingly enough, that one of the things that your office pointed out was that in this previous iteration of the program, there was no non-performance clause in the contract. So if you were to fire the company midstream because they were not performing, they can and, in fact, did sue the state.
That's true. The very first vendor that was supposed to build this new system did not perform. They were supposed to have it done in 2 years. They did not perform. The state of North Carolina fired them, didn't want to pay them. They sued us, and they won because the state of North Carolina had a contract with this vendor that did not have a non-performance clause. And in fact, that's part of the problem with NCTRACS. We hired a vendor that was supposed to perform independent verification and validation of the testing that was done, and they didn't do it. We went back and looked at their contract, and it said they may perform test, but the state's policy requires that we have somebody independent of the building of the system to test the system. And we had another poor contract on the NC tracks, and so their contract didn't require them to independently verify and validate the testing that was done.
This is the whole point of an audit, that you point out these weaknesses and these flaws in the system, and then the state should go back and say, okay, we're never going to do that again. So, for instance, in the case of the non-performance clause, that was then added. So at least that's now part of the contract as a result of the audit that pointed to this flaw.
You're exactly right, Frank. It is a part of the contract with the new vendor that has built NC Tracks.
But the performance, the testing was optional.
You're exactly right. The contract was not well written for that vendor.
And that happened. That was written under the Purdue administration.
Or was absolutely. That, yeah. Well, it could have even been easily.
So now in this case, the IT chief for DHHS, the current one, Joe Cooper, said that in his testimony, look, we passed the point of no return for NC Tracks. Nothing we could do about it. We had to go forward and go live with this. And your audit refutes that.
We do refute that in the conversation, and I was present at the meeting where my staff brought up the point that by canceling your contract with Hewlett-Packard, they were in charge of the old system. By canceling your contract with them 60 days in advance, you are now, this is the point of no return, and they said, no, no, no. Contract with Hewlett-Packard says we must give them a 60-day notice. But we've talked with them, we've spoken with them, and they say that if we need them for 30 more days or 60 more days or 90 more days, that they will be available. So we had what we thought was a reasonable answer to that huge concern that we had, that when you cancel this contract with Hewlett-Packard, we are stuck. No matter what the system does, we've got to go live July 1. And they said, no, July 1 is not a drop-dead date, because Hewlett-Packard has agreed that if we need them, they will continue what they're doing.
So what are the problems with the system? What's happening? This is a system, we described it only very briefly, but this is the system that practitioners use, right, providers use to get paid under Medicaid, right?
That's exactly right. And there are 77,000 providers, 1.5 million participants in Medicaid, and basically across the state they're paralyzed. They're not getting paid, not just not getting paid, but for 60 days, and it's putting dentists, it's putting doctors to a point where they can't make payroll.
Let's talk about another Medicaid audit, this one about the administrative costs associated with Medicaid. Again, this is an audit that began under the previous administration, did it not?
It did. But it was more than just administrative costs. The General Assembly was frustrated that the state of North Carolina has been $400 million over budget for the last 3 years for the state of North Carolina. The problem with that is that we're not aware that we're $400 million until the last couple of months of the fiscal year. So it's very difficult to go out and find $400 million. So the General Assembly was very frustrated, and they commissioned the state auditor's office to step in and say, go tell us why. We get to the end of the year and we are $400 to $500 million. It was $500 million for 2013. Go tell us why we're at $400 to $500 million over budget and we are scrambling to find the money.
Beth Wood is the state auditor for the state of North Carolina. Our conversation continues on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us. This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, continuing our conversation with state auditor Beth Wood. Before the break, we were talking about her audit of state Medicaid spending. I asked her what her office found.
We found on the administrative costs that the state of North Carolina we overspend more than $180 million than eight other states who have about the same size Medicaid program. We found that in budgeting and forecasting, there are 14 line items for Medicaid, and DHHS, Division of Medical Assistance, would send over to the General Assembly the 14 line items, five of them would have a budget of zero. Now, they knew they were going to spend money in those line items, but they put in zero. And we asked, why would you submit a budget of zero? We didn't know what we were going to spend. And I'm like, that's like saying, I don't know what I'm going to spend on groceries next month, so I'm just going to put a zero. Right. You know you're going to spend something.
And then they do spend something, and then that's how part of the reason that you end up over budget.
And then we found that the state of North Carolina owed several years in a row, we owed over $100 million back to the federal government, and we knew we owed it, and we failed to budget for it. So we were already $130 million in the hole when you walk into the new year with your new budget. We found that the state plan amendments, these are the state of North Carolina has an agreement with the federal government. Here's what we're going to offer in our Medicaid program. And so when we amend that plan, we found that the General Assembly asked the Division of Medical Assistance, find us $72 million in plan amendments. Go change our plan. And so the DHHS, DMA, they offered up $72 million worth of savings, but we found that half of them, they never planned to implement. And we asked them, we said, why did you not go get these retroactive plan amendments? They said, because we'll be sued. And so we're not going after them. And the General Assembly says, we get all this stuff from them, but it's not summarized. They just hand us a bunch of paperwork. It's in a lot of detail, and we can't make heads or tails of what they're giving us. So, again, all these issues the General Assembly asked us to take a look at. We did the audit report. We reported this to the General Assembly.
How much of the overrun is an actual expenditure on medical care? Are you describing now all administrative costs, or is some of this because people need medical care and it costs more than we expected and it costs more than we budgeted for to provide medical care?
The $400 million is a combination of the administrative costs as well as the participants' benefits.
So, at issue here was, in particular, the community care, the nonprofit, a network of nonprofits that do some of the administration. And what the claim was that the Purdue administration, DHHS, had written responses to your audit and said, look, this is an award-winning program. They are saving money. One complaint was that when you compared administrative costs and said that North Carolina's administrative costs were higher than comparable states, those states had private administrators and you weren't taking into account their overhead costs. They were buried in their own budget and not borne by the state. North Carolina, you know, so it all shows up on our budget.
What happens, we compared apples to apples across state. So however you want to look at these administrative costs, what we compared in North Carolina to the eight other states, that was apples to apples. What you had is DHHS saying, well, not only does the state administer this program, but we, you know, go to like CCNC or whomever, and then they have administrative costs, and then you subcontract again, and they've got administrative costs, and then you keep going down. Well, and so they started backing out numbers from our administrative cost, and so they started adjusting the numbers. The problem with that is we just showed you that DHHS's numbers are unreliable. It's why the General Assembly commissioned this audit. And then you've got the agency in defense of our audit starting to take numbers and starting to adjust them. And so there was never, they're not audited numbers. Our numbers that we used were subject to audit. They're reported to the federal government, and they are subject to penalties if they're incorrect. The numbers that DHHS was laying out there, they're not subject to audit. They have not been audited. Nobody knows really where they came from. And so to say that that's a valid argument, nobody knows if it is or it isn't because the numbers are not reliable.
So let's point this out because there's obviously a deep political component to all of this. So the first thing we should say is that you're an elected official and you're a Democrat.
That's true.
The critique was really of the Purdue administration's DHHS budgeting process and
That's
the numbers
true.
They use. Now, here's the other problem that ends up in the news. The McCrory administration, there are these objections that the Purdue administration offered to you. You just answered them. They were redacted. They were taken out of the budget or the audit that was submitted to the state. What's the normal process for you? Is that something you normally do? You present it to the staff, say, here's what we found. Tell us what you think. And then you listen to them and consider their responses.
That's exactly the process. But what people fail to realize is that the findings don't come at the end of an audit. So all these months under the Purdue administration that we are auditing and we're finding issues and finding problems, there's already discussion going on. And we ask the staff, if you've got evidence, if you've got evidence that what we're going to publish, of what we're going to say is incorrect, then bring us the evidence that proves that. And in the case with DHHS, they've never been able to bring us the evidence that refutes what we found. And I'm not sure, everybody's talking about this redacting and that it's a cover-up. On the other side of that, is it simply that the information was not true?
And there's a suspicion, too, that the redactions came from Carol Steckel, who had headed the Medicaid program, is now working for a company, a private company, that stood to benefit by essentially the redactions, by the critique made by the previous administration, because it criticized a nonprofit that could be replaced by the very profit corporation or company that she's working for in Florida. That's the suggestion here.
We never criticized CC&C. If you go back and
that's
read
the community care, that's the nonprofit.
That's the nonprofit you were talking about. And we never criticized CC&C. Basically, in our audit, what we pointed out was that CC&C said, you know, we're going to recognize $90 million in savings for a fiscal year, and they did not. And we pointed out that fact that they did not make. Because, again, the General Assembly wants to know, why did we fall short? Why did we not make our $400 million in the hole? Part of that is because CC&C did not recognize $90 million they said they were going to make. The other side of that, too, is CC&C's savings are all calculated based on actuarial data. It's an estimate of what they've saved. And we pointed out in our audit that there's now 10 years of actual data that probably should be looked at to see if what CC&C says they're saving, they truly are saving. I get it initially, the actuarial data, the estimate, but now we've got 10 years of actual data. Now's the time to do a study to see if we're really getting the savings that we say we are. There was never any criticism of CC&C in our audit, and so I've just laid out the only two issues that we talked about.
Beth Wood, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Frank.
Beth Wood is North Carolina's state auditor.